Rick?
Yes.
Our wire section.
I would get all, I'll get pictures of these fellows. You get that?
Yes.
Aye.
And Mr. Harry Hathaway, the vice chairman of the wire section. Walter Mackel, our lead chairman of the POW, I'm in the wire section. And Mr. John Taylor, who's the Washington liaison on the wire section.
You know, that's great.
Not sure. Let's sit down.
Thanks, sir. I'm certain we have so many of these type meetings, you don't recall, but I was here, Mr. Hathaway was here 2 years ago on our truck meetings.
I remember.
Said, Mr. Taylor.
Talking about all that you're gonna do.
Yes, sir.
Very, very grateful.
We got LEA grant and things, so we reached over 400,000.
That's right.
Do you guys do this to your...
The president wants to take a picture of you, Mr. President.
Let me take a picture here.
Yes, Jim.
$400,000. So we follow the word plan.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. President. exist, they will know our offer is there and get the word to the families. You see, we don't have a complete list of families. A family can keep themselves off the list if they want to.
Sure.
But the military has that, so we can go through them and disseminate our program, then they'll know that we exist. And where you can be helpful, sir, is number one, by simply saying you endorse the program. That'll help us in the state houses when we go to those houses and try to get the remedial legislation passed. And secondly, by giving us some liaison or contact man here that we could call when we get in a problem in California or somewhere. We could call this man, and he could call, say, the governor or someone and say, look, this is a good program. The president endorsed it. We appreciate your help to move the legislation through. And then thirdly, of course, we've already touched on this.
So you could call our colonel. He'll be the liaison, and he'll call and just speak for me.
All right.
That was up an awful lot.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
fight
that
that does really take care of that.
Yeah,
you've got the contact. The other problem, of course, which underlies all this, because they go in actually the markets and anything else, is to what's going to happen to their spouse. And there, all you can do is simply give them the insurance that we're not leaving any stone unturned diplomatically. Area. We see the lightning groups, frightening groups, and of course, working through other governments on the ground. And we're playing a very, very hard game. The Army and the key on keeping the subject front and center is very important. And the, of course, what would be a disaster. Bargaining power of the POWs would be to do up some of these. Frankly, these are any price people would do, and that would be, well, let's just get out and we'll get our net back. Because you see, where the difficulty is that you take that line, then if you're dealing with international bandits, they just raise the price.
It's faster.
So it's more, well, then what do you do about that? What do you do about this? What do you do about that? So what we have to do is to have a hard, cold deal with it. We've got to keep the bargaining position. That's why clearly part of the, this president part of the enemy is defensive, where we're going to use massive air power over the time. Whether there's we're going to continue our air attacks and maintain a residual force, because we have to do that in order to give them a reason to bargain with us about the release of the field evidence. But as you can say, at the top of my agenda this year is to get some resolution of that problem. Don't give any false hopes. I mean, they've had too much of that, but it's all they can see is that the war now comes as the war nears a conclusion, certainly as far as the United States is concerned. Their hopes should not go down. They should go up, but they should not fall for, I mean, that line
so important.